episode 1658, Make Your Moments Count.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday and you made it. Can you believe it? Oh no, I can't. It has been a really long week. Has your week been long? Hopefully, Confessions of an Upset Mama is going to serve you well. Make your moments count. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, mothers carry the weight of the world on their shoulders and in their heart. When your child challenges you, make your moments count. For this too shall pass. There is not a day that goes by where your child pushes your buttons, asks for too much, fusses way too long, or pouts because she didn't get her own way. I know I give my mother trouble still. Just as my children continue to dish out trouble to me, it seems like a never-ending cycle. This week, I'm telling you, it feels like it's been 2 weeks in one day. It has been the longest week. Just yesterday, my husband said, "My gosh, this has been a really long week." I mean, he's sitting in the chair, exhausted. Now, what he does, of course, it is exhausting. It pulls on his heart strength. It pulls on his physical being. It pulls on everything. As a parent, what we do and how we serve our children, how we nurture them, how we're there for them, it pulls on our heartstrings. It wears us out emotionally, physically, spiritually. I don't know about you, but my knees get black and blue on some days. I feel like that's all I'm doing is I'm on my knees. Sometimes I'm actually literally on my knees. Other times, no, I'm not on my knees, but man, I'm praying so much going, "Lord, I don't know if I can get through this." When you're in the moment, you feel helpless. The grid of calmness and patience has failed. There are no gratitude generators to slow your breathing. Frustration builds, and Mama Bear is done with all the games. This moment in time feels like an eternity. Who really wants to get stuck in the craziness of parenting? Somehow you did. Somehow you ended up with this blessing that now has become a monster. You don't know, maybe a good monster on one day, a bad monster on another day, but it's just like little gremlin. And you're like, sometimes you can be cute or you could be not so cute. You could have adorable curly hair or the next time you're just like, I'm pulling my hair out. Make your moments count. Regardless of the situation and the circumstances that you're in, even when all seems ridiculous, don't give up. You'll get through this and survive to tell about it. I survived the week, or I should say the day, that just felt like an eternity. And I'm still breathing. Now, there were a few moments that I wasn't breathing. But it's one of those things where you just kind of scratch your head and you don't know how you do it. And then I think, oh Lord, how did you do it? How do you do it? You look down upon me and probably scratch your head going, gosh, will she not get it right this time? Make your moments count. Your time as a parent is fleeting. You have a limited window in which to engage your child. Think about it. From birth to 18 years. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to kick them out the door and you never see them again. That doesn't mean you don't have influence over them. But technically, in the world that we live in, 18 years old, they can be off on their own. They don't have to have mom and dad to answer for anything. Which when you think about it, it's kind of scary. And yet think about how much more life is left to live for them. Make your moments count. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You cannot think that you have your entire life. You don't. As a parent, we have just a very short period of time where we can be engaging with our child, where they are the most impressionable. And then I think about how God looks at us. I think about as a new Christian coming in to God, knowing Him, getting to know Him, man, it's like you're all in right at the beginning, right? And you'll do everything. You're reaching for books and scriptures, and you want to be in every book of the Bible, and you're learning, and you're just hungry for it. Think about that 9-month-old crawling, reaching, trying to stand up and walk. And once when they're walking, they all of a sudden realize that they can run. They're hungry for more. We're at those impressionable stages of life, but they're fleeting. You have a very limited window. I know we could sit here and argue the fact that God has eternity with us, but our work here on earth is limited. And unfortunately, we get complacent with where we fit in. Our children do the same thing. They get complacent with us. They learn to manipulate us in their cute, adorable ways. It could be the girls with the puppy eyes or the boys that just are like, oh, Mom, come on, Mom. And you're like, oh, man, I fell for it again. I know you're smiling because you've been there. You've done that. And if you've never done that yet, you'll be there. And it doesn't matter the age of the child. I'm sure my mom, I know, Mom, you're listening. I'm sure you're like, oh, yeah, I know. I see it. And I know eventually I'll get there too. I'm seeing some things now as a quote unquote older mom. I'm hoping I'm becoming wiser, but there are days that, this week, I'm like, I don't feel so wise. I feel just old, but the wisdom does not seem to be there and working. Make your moments count, good or bad. Not everything's going to be perfect. You're not always going to say the right things. You're not always going to do the right things. You're going to be in situations that are awesome. And then you're going to be in situations that are just, no, you wish you weren't there, but you're there. Good or bad, make your moments count. Happy or sad, make your moments count. Yes, enjoy those awesome celebrations, those milestones of life, because this too shall pass. But then you also have the ones that are just kind of sad. Your emotions are a little bit more raw. You never thought you would be in the situation that you're in. Make your moments count. Even when you're calm or frustrated, make your moments count. It's tough when you feel helpless as a parent. Mom, dad, grandparent, auntie, uncle, doesn't matter. You're just like, wah! And when you're calm, it's like, oh yeah, this is awesome. It's like you're coasting. Have you ever enjoyed a Sunday ride in the park in a convertible type of idea, right? You got the top down, your hair's blown in the wind. It's a perfect 72.5 degrees outside, no humidity, just enough sunshine to make it feel warm enough where you don't have to have a huge heavy coat on. But it's the air is so crisp, you're like, oh yeah. You can hear everything. It's crystal clear. That's calming. That's awesomeness. But then move immediately to Monday morning, driving to work in traffic, and everybody is 30 minutes later than they had planned because they pushed the snooze button three times longer than what they should have. And there's tension. And you can literally separate it and cut it with a knife. Make your moments count. Being a mom is so challenging. Being a dad is too. In fact, it's downright unfair. Why can't we moms have it our way once in a while? The kids get it their way. Why can't we have it our way? Can't we have a mom temper tantrum? Let's do it. I feel like sometimes we need those. We need those screaming moments that say, oh, come on. This is my time. I love what Arthur Ashe says, a legendary tennis player. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. When we parent, we look for answers and we hope that we have the answers at the right time. And there are some times that it's like, oh, come on, I need a book that tells me what I'm supposed to do in this situation. Google doesn't give you all the answers. It's trial by fire. You're put in the middle of it and you're like, oh my gosh. Start where you are. Just start where you are. And use what you have, I promise you. God will give you exactly what you need. And do what you can. No, you're not going to have all the answers. You're going to mess up. You're not going to be the perfect parent. I've said things and I'm like, oh, really? Or I've said things and thought I could have said them differently in retrospect. Start, use, and do. You got the power. Come on. You got this. Now, I feel like this episode is probably more for me than it is for you because, like I said before, it has been a long week. And just yesterday felt like 2 weeks in one day. And it's just been like ongoing. There's so much happening right now with our children, with my husband, with the business, with life in general, with the wedding. We've got so many different moving parts right now in our family. Some are so exciting. It's awesome. Others are exciting, but we've got a few squeaky wheels happening. And we got to iron those squeaky wheels, oil them up a little bit, figure out how we can make them run a little bit better. I like to call it growing pains. We think our kids go through growing pains. Man, mom, you go through growing pains. So give yourself a little grace today. If you're one who's saying, I'm in the middle of growing pains right now, I want you to know that God is blessing you right now with grace. Give yourself grace. Give yourself permission to make a mistake because you're not going to get it right all the time. And allow yourself the opportunity for someone, for women to come beside you. I know dads, you're out there too. And if you're one who says, I want a place too, please reach out to me because we're working on a few things and I'm trying to make sure that this is going to be right for everyone. And so mainly my focus is Yes Moms, champion you. But dads, I don't want to leave you behind either. And I know we've got a lot of dads out there that listen. Both roles play a vital part in our children's lives. And when you look at your responsibility, it does carry the weight of the world, doesn't it? I can only go back and think how God carries the weight of the world for you for me. If you're one who wants someone to champion beside you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Give yourself the opportunity to be heard. If you want to have a temper tantrum, to get it off your chest, click on that link, take aim in the show notes. No, I'm not giving you permission just to whine and to grumble, but I am giving you permission as a mom, as a dad that says, I'm just tired of doing this my way. I want to look at it, at doing it God's way. There's got to be something else. Maybe I'm missing the mark somewhere. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. I love what Mark Twain says. Give every day the chance to become the most beautiful day of your life. No matter the circumstances, no matter the situation that you're in, no matter how loud that door slams when your child's mad at you, no matter how piercing that look of defeat that comes from your child's eyes and it feels like it severs your heartstrings, no matter what it is, make your moments count. Give every day the chance to become the most beautiful day of your life. You are an incredible human being, blessed to be a parent with the responsibility to grow up a child who's going to impact the world. Go out today. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have an extraordinary day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.